Good morning. So, since we're all here, we probably all
use... You have to talk quite loud. Sorry.
Sorry. Since we're all here, you probably... Thanks. All use open source, which is great because it offers us functionality without us having to write it ourselves. But the downside is for the dependencies that we declare, we tend to pull in a bunch of transitive dependencies, and any of those can contain vulnerabilities. So you might remember December of 21, because I do. and from your laughter, you probably spent those days in much the same way I did. I was working at a Dutch retail platform that uses microservices, and because of Log4Shell, we got to update everything urgently, twice, because after the first CVE was fixed, there are multiple other CVEs. So, you know, fun times. And then in March, we got to do it again because of Spring4Shell. But at least we got the practice in the first time, so it was faster this time, right? As we know, using external dependencies has pros and cons. I have more on that, but not in these 20 minutes. I'll share a link to my website that has all of this information at the end. So we have to maintain our dependencies and make sure we keep them up to date. So I'm going to give you an overview of different tools that you can use, ending with, normally I would end with Open Rewrite, but Tim is here, so he's going to do the honors for that one. You probably use Maven or Gradle to manage your dependencies, so you will probably also know that you can use Maven dependency tree to get your dependency tree of your declared dependencies and their transitive dependencies. And you can ask Maven, hey, which ones have updates available so that you know what you could be updating. And you can use a command to analyze your dependencies to see which transitive dependencies you're using but haven't declared, and also which you have declared and aren't using that you might want to remove, or in the case of JUnit, add some tests. Gradle has a command as well to get your dependency tree. As far as I know, it doesn't have a command to get updated versions, but you can use a plugin like the Venmains version plugin. And I'm also not familiar with an analyze command. If you're a Gradle user and you do know how to do that, please tell me. And as I currently work for JetBrains, I'm also going to tell you what IntelliJ IDEA can do to help you manage your dependencies. So you can view your dependency hierarchy in the build tool window, either for Maven or for Gradle. And here you can see, again, the hierarchy of the direct dependencies and their transitive dependencies. And you can expand and collapse as you like, which is easier than reading it from the terminal. And you can analyze dependencies as well and use the dependency analyzer in IntelliJ IDEA. This year we added a functionality called package search, which allows you to manage your dependencies right inside your IDE. So you can use code completion, for example, to add dependencies right inside your build file without having to go outside of your IDE, like so. And it will also tell you with a little squiggly line, I don't know what the official name is, so I'm going with squiggly line, that will highlight, hey, there's a new version available for this, and then either with a hover or the familiar Alt-Enter or Option-Enter, that will suggest fixes. So, for example, to update this version. I'm using a project that's really outdated from my GitHub graveyard of projects. The project itself is pretty useless, but it's a perfect example of outdated dependencies. So don't worry, this is not being used in production. So, yeah, you can use intention actions, like I said, to update the dependencies, and this works in build Gradles too. And there's the dependency tools window that you can open where you can manage your dependencies. So you can, as you can see in this example, you can upgrade all of them at once, or you can upgrade individual ones, or you can select the version to use from the list of versions. You see information about the dependency right in this window. You can search for dependencies and find the information about those dependencies right inside your IDE, so you don't have to go to search Maven or somewhere else. And in IntelliJ Ultimate, we have the package checker functionality, which even provides information. So this is if you hover over a vulnerable dependency that's highlighted in yellow-ish, it will tell you these are the vulnerabilities that were found in this dependency. And you can click the links to go to the Checkmarks Advisory for more information on that. And you can also see that information in the Vulnerable Dependencies tool window, so you can see which of your dependencies have vulnerabilities, what the severity is, find more information, and fix it right inside your IDE. So all of these tools are great because you can use them right as you're working on your code, but the downside is you need to be actually working on that project. And if, like I did at my last job, you have a bunch of microservices that adds up to a bunch of repos. You'd have to check out each individual repo and check for updates. And then, of course, you still have to apply those and verify that everything still works, etc. So hopefully your company will have some kind of software composition analysis that can scan your repositories and sometimes also your Docker containers and provide you with an overview of your repos and which ones have which vulnerable dependencies. The upside is that as a developer, you won't have to individually check all of your repositories, but the downside is I still have to check the dashboard to see what's outdated, and then again still apply and verify all of those updates. The next generation of tools that is useful are bots that can create PRs for you. Since we're in the Java room, I'm assuming we use Java, and these are the options that we have: Dependabot, Renovate, and Snyk Open Source. Dependabot is now GitHub native, and it offers three features. It can alert on your repositories. It can create security updates, so PRs for dependencies that have known vulnerabilities, to update them, and it can do version updates, so then there's a new version for other reasons. Since it's GitHub native, it's you can configure it in your settings on GitHub. It's also available on other platforms, but I use GitHub just to compare the three bots. So if you have alerts, you'll see a yellow box with a button to press for more information. If it generates PRs for security updates, that's what this would look like. And if you want to use the version updates as well, you need to add a dependable YAML. Insert obligatory YAML sounds like the Dutch word jammer, which means too bad or unfortunate. And you have to provide a little bit of configuration. You can set the frequency, the maximum number of PRs, the schedule, and some minor details on how to manage these PRs. The next option is Renovate, which is an open source project, but also with a vendor behind it. This offers the security updates and the version updates like Dependabot, but also a project and a jobs dashboard for some more information. On GitHub, it's also fairly easy to apply this to your projects. You can use the app, and you can choose to apply it to either all of your projects or only certain projects. So if you want to just, if you've never used one of these bots and you want to try it out, this is one that you can try out on just one repository. And as far as I know, the only one of these three. It will then generate a configuration for you. And once you merge that basic configuration, it will start doing its thing and generating PRs. You can also specify the maximum number of PRs and the maximum number of branches that you want open at a certain time. And it has more options, and those options are more fine-grained than the dependable options. The PRs provide more information as well. Why is it trying to update these versions, as well as some information on how old is this package. This is an old screenshot, sorry. The adoption rate among Renovate users, how many percentage of the builds that pass with this update, and how confident they feel about doing this update, where neutral means either they can't tell based on the information they have or they don't have enough information yet. It will also add a dashboard to your project with a list of all of the things that you need to update, and there will be a jobs dashboard where you can check the details of all of the jobs that have run. The last option is Sneak Open Source, which also offers security updates and version updates and some dashboards, as well as the option to check for vulnerabilities in new PRs, making sure that you're not adding vulnerable dependencies, and it can check your source code. Slightly more steps to enable that. You can go to their website, authorize your GitHub, select which repositories, either public or public and private, add a token, and then it will generate PRs for you, also providing some information on why they are giving you this update, with more information about the vulnerability, if it's for vulnerability reasons. And what Sneak does by default is it will bundle PRs that are related, so it generates less noise, so less individual PRs. You can configure Renovate to do that as well, but then you have to configure that yourself. So Sneak also checks on incoming PRs and provides a dashboard. Again, old outdated projects. I hope your dashboard doesn't look like this. And it has some configuration options for frequency and to enable or disable either for new or known vulnerabilities. So if you want to start with only making sure you're not getting new ones in and separately tackle your backlog, or if you want to apply it to some projects, you can configure that. So the pros and cons of these bots are they're fairly straightforward to add to your repositories. It's a lot less work doing this just once than manually checking it every time that you're working on a repository. They can create automatic PRs, so it doesn't depend on you checking for updates anymore. It will do that automatically. The downside of that is it can create a lot of noise, especially depending on how outdated your projects are and the maximum number of PRs that you've set. And you will still need to manage those PRs. So if the build fails, you know that you have more work to do, because either some stuff doesn't compile anymore or your tests are failing and you need to look into it. That's at least good to know. But even if it's green, you still need to find the time to deploy that and make sure that everything still works, depending on how confident you are with your test suite. We had a fail-safe update that managed to stop running the integration tests. So, you know, it looked green, but really wasn't. So we had to revert that. And these bots only update the versions, and they don't make any changes to your code. So that's when we get to migration tools. You might not be aware, IntelliJ IDEA has a migration refactor, and it offers several standard or well-known refactorings, so Java EE to Jakarta EE, JUnit 4 to 5, as well as the option to create your own. If you're interested in the JUnit or Java EE refactorings, we have videos on our IntelliJ IDEA YouTube channel that detail all of that. Basically, what it does is it will update the imports, but there are some manual steps that you still have to do. So it can help you a little bit. Then there are other tools. Error Prone is one of those tools. It's not intended to be a migration tool. It's a static analysis tool to check for known bug patterns in your code. It offers a number of standard bug patterns that have been identified. It can either report on them or fix them. And included with Error Prone is Refactor, which is a refactoring based on before and after templates. So you can help, or you can use that to help you migrate from one pattern to the next. And I know, for example, that Sander Mack at Picnic has said that they used it to upgrade to newer Java versions. And he's done talks on that at, for example, NLJUG conferences, JSpring and J4, if you want to go find that on YouTube. And then another migration tool is OpenRewrite that Tim is going to tell you all about. Thank you.